Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchcast, guys. My name is Julia. I am the host of this podcast. And so today, we're going to go back to the world of tarot. My first love, everything about tarot is something that's a big, huge part of my life. So we're going to go into tarot cards today, guys. I am using the Rider-Waite deck. This is going to be the Borderless edition, which I think is so fucking dope. They have stuff Barnes & Noble on Amazon or wherever you want to go to see if you can find it. But it has like no borders and it just looks like super magnified and it's like super, super cool. So I dig it. I'm going to post a picture and everything so you guys can see. But today we're going to go over the death card, everybody. That's the part I literally just pulled, and I am not joking. I did my shuffle, I did everything, and then I pulled the death card, and it's upright. So let's talk about that today. I'm going to give you my explanation, my definition, and then we're going to look into a book explanation and see what the difference in comparison is. I have two different books that I want to showcase today. One of them being The Magical Tarot from Robin Valentine. I just got this book, so it's like super fresh. And then we also have the Tarot and Tequila definition from David A. Ross. I'm sorry. Yeah, so we're going to look at both books and kind of see what it looks like in the definition of the book and then versus mine. So we're going to kind of go over it. Okay, so death card, major arcana, right? So we have, and you know what the best part of the death card is? It's number 13, guys, which I think is such a huge number in any society, whether it be religious or whether it be, you know, witchy related or just in general. The number 13 is always so scary for some reason. I personally love the 13 number. You have Friday the 13th, which is an awesome movie and also a great day for me. Every time I have a Friday the 13th, it's always pretty rocking. So I don't think, knock on wood, I hope I never had have a bad Friday the 13th, but I like that day. It always ends up, you know, something really cool happening to me or like a coincidence or just something paranormal that I didn't really think would happen, but it's always a good day. So the number 13, the death card, major arcana, whenever I get this card, guys, I legit feel like a rebirth, fresh start, or kind of just like starting over, you know what I mean? Death has like a huge meaning to it, a huge connotation. Everyone feels like if they get the death card, that means it's a bad omen and that they're going to die. Yes, a part of you does die, I feel like, but it's for the better. So you're shedding like your old skin and then you're creating a new skin, right? So that's how I feel about the death card. It has like a huge, like I said, connotation towards it and like just this bad juju vibe. The card itself doesn't look like it looks menacing to some people, but to me, it actually looks really dope. So what you have is, you have death on a horse. He's carrying like this symbol that says 13. It has like a symbol of a flower. And then you have this pope on the ground. And there's someone that's dead on the floor that's wrapped in a cloak. And there's a lot going on. There's like the sun rising. There's, you can see a tower in the background. I think this has a lot going on. I think the flower symbolizes, you know, beauty, life itself, and the fact that he's carrying something that symbolizes life kind of says a lot about the actual card. And he's on a horse that's white, so he looks kind of like the white knight, and he's kind of like looking like he's saving the day. The pope looks like he's like pleading to him either to help this man transition or to kind of just help like go away or just like have the person who passed away kind of just like finally meet his peace, I think. That's just what I feel like. Everyone has their own interpretation, of course. You kind of just can just like feel it. Whenever you do like a tarot reading or pull just cards for yourself during the day, you shouldn't really be so scared of it, you know? Have like an open mind, have an open viewpoint of like what could possibly be. I had no idea I'd pull the death card today, and I feel great pulling it because it symbolizes something that's going to be a fresh start for me and in this journey that I'm going on again for like the billionth time on my podcast. Sorry, guys. I love you guys. But yeah, so the death card, I really, really like this card. If it was reversed, it would mean something completely different. We'll talk about that in another time. But since today is upright, we'll just keep talking about how it's upright. But yeah, so the death card, number 13, I think it's a great, great start to a new chapter in my life. I've been getting that. I think the last time I pulled a card, it was like Four of Wands. And that's usually typically talking about like everything is kind of going in motion. Wands is usually really emotional. So your emotion side is kind of just like propelling forward and everything. But that's another story. Death card. I'm getting on a tangent. I'm sorry. Death card. Super cool. Okay. So we're going to go into the actual definition of a book. This is from the Magical Tarot. From Robin Valentine, creator of A Tired Witch. I have never read that book. I've never read this book. So let's see what it says. The Death Card. Okay, it's like really cute. This book is super cute. It has like a picture of like the Death Card and it's like a playful kind of vibe to it. But it says, the black flag the Reaper holds has a white rose on it. So I was right, it has a rose. Representing the mystic rose. This is a biblical symbol for the Virgin Mary, queen of the heaven and earth, as well as a symbol for Christ himself. If Christian symbolism does not feel relevant to you, take it as a sign of heaven, the afterlife, and what lies beyond. The sun is an important symbol. It's esoteric teaching. Its placement reminds us that although death is inevitable, the sun will always rise tomorrow, which is true. There have been quite a few arguments on whether the sun is setting or rising on this card. I feel like the sun is rising, so it means like you're beginning a new day, right? We assume that the sun is in this card is rising, as it does in its traditional occult. Since all rivers flow east in the ecocentric teaching, therefore the sun, which appears from the side of which the river flows, must be rising. Okay, so the Grim Reaper is also moving toward the east, but you can choose it to see either way. The two options are manifestation of the same force, or the setting of the sun tells us that death is upon us and it is the end. The rising sun tells us of a cycle and transformation into a new day. So I really, really like that kind of explanation. It talks about rebirth. It talks about a new day, the sun rising. It's all really good. If you listen to what I just said, there's literally nothing that says you're going to die. Okay. Whoever gets this card, or if you ever get this card, don't automatically assume that something bad is going to happen to you, because that's not true. You know, like things can always happen. Obviously things can always change, but don't always assume the worst when you're reading tarot cards. That's what I just want to say. Okay. So it says, death and magical work. Energies, new beginnings, letting go, transformation. Lunar phase will be the new moon. Okay. Death signifies a change and transformation in both forceful way and a positive way. Much like physical death, it brings a new chapter to our lives. Sorry. It is sudden, permanent, and transformative. Think of a cycle of life. When an animal dies in the woods, new plant life flourishes. It is a dramatic change, but results in a new, healthy, growing future. Okay, so because of this, we will always work with death during the new moon, which makes sense because new moon usually is the start of a new cycle. So you're always trying to do new things, do new affirmations, do kind of just like get everything prepared for the month of your cycle, right? So, let's see, where did I leave off? It is the beginning of the new lunar cycle, one that allows us to bring in energies that contribute to new beginnings. When working with the death card, we are working on a positive transformation and new beginnings for ourselves. This could be anything from transitioning gracefully from college to workforce, or personal life for the better. what is it that needs change for you? New chapters sometimes call for big and effective boosts of energy to see their success. Use Daff to draw a Phoenix-like energy, which is super cool. We are at the end of the road, and it's time to end the cycle of life. Death can also be seen as having the same energy of letting go as the Hanged Man. Death in life is inevitable. No one is free from its cold grasp. When using death in our spell work, we may find ourselves needing to capture that energy of truth and acceptance. If we can accept a situation for what it is, then we can let it go and move on. That is fucking beautiful. So I feel that way, like I said. In the beginning of this episode, I talk about how it's like a new beginning, and I like that it says, if we can accept a situation for what it is, then we can let it go and move on. So if you're going through a situation where it's like a bad breakup or something, accept it for what it is and move the fuck on and drink a fucking shot of tequila and find a new boo thing. I'm just kidding. Do you. You do you, boo-boo. Whatever you feel like, that's up to you. So I really like this book so far. It says, calling a new beginning. This is actually like a spell that you can do when after pulling the tarot card. It says fresh start. So it says, we often find ourselves in situations that call for a fresh start, but need to get a kick going. This spell is great to use when you're on the cusp of profound change. You've made the conscious decision to put your life in a new direction. The universe just needs you to align in your favor. I wouldn't recommend using this for a love spell or on a specific person. Instead, we are focusing on closing one chapter of our lives and beginning anew. It says, keep your heart open and willing to accept this new change for the better. So obviously we want to do this on the new moon, because death, like they said, is on the new moon. The day of the week that we should probably practice this will be on a Sunday. It's the end of the week, and we have a new beginning coming on Monday, which makes sense. And then the astrological moon phase will be in Pisces. So any Pisces out there, raise your hands and like you just don't care and fucking do the shit. So it says, for ingredients, we're going to need a black candle, green candle, white candle, strawberry incense, obviously the death tarot card, offering specific and appropriate to your deity or spirits. So whatever deity you're following or whatever spirit you want to talk to, your ancestors or whoever you feel, grab them something and just get the ball rolling, okay? So it says for instructions, light the black candle, take a few moments to ground yourself, especially when calling in such shifts in your life. Grounding is incredibly important. After you feel adequately grounded, light the two remaining candles and your incense. Place your death card before you. Take a few moments here to meditate on what this path shift will do for you. Don't spend too much time focusing on what you want to look like. Remember to keep an open heart and an open mind. When you are ready to repeat two times, life is an ever-evolving path. Changing with each step of my journey, this road has come to an end. I'm ready to accept and embrace the new path before me. I call upon the energies of death card to aid me in my new chapter. I release the energies that no longer serve me. A new journey opens for me, allowing me to become who I want to be. So perfect. So this is like a ritual shower that I like to do every time there's like a new moon or a full moon. I like to write everything down that happened to me that I find negative. And then I burn the fuck out of it, get the ashes, pour moon water over it. And then I just take a shower and wipe everything off and do a clean slate. So this is kind of something similar. It says, allow the candles to burn out completely, keeping the death card in plain sight. Leave offerings on your altar and allow the universe to work. Go into this with an open heart. It may take time, but the new path will open. Don't be afraid to step onto it. So this book is actually very influential. I really, really like it. So far, it's done nothing but have good affirmations and just good vibes. So highly recommend this book. We'll kind of keep reading from it throughout this entire season. Or if you guys like it, we'll keep going. Actually, you know what? Fuck it. I like it, so I'm going to keep going. So whatever. Okay. So we're going to do book number two. And this is from the Tarot and Tequila. This book cover is so fucking amazing, guys. It's like a Dia de los Muertos kind of vibe to it. It's literally this like woman. She looks like a ghost or spirit. She's pouring tequila into the U shape, and it just looks fucking awesome. Okay, so we're going to read through it and see what this book has to say. Okay, so number 13, death. It says, death is a part of life, and as such, when the death card comes up in a reading, it can also mean rebirth. A change is happening to you, and when it, with it comes an invitation to transform into a more powerful version of you. Like, just like when a caterpillar changes into a butterfly, death is the cocoon stage. Emerging from the cycle of transformation, you will see the world differently and ultimately have a completely new belief system. Face it, you're a new person, and there is no going back to the old you. Just like you cannot come back to life once you have died, you have to accept the end and to have a new beginning. Perfect. So obviously you can't turn into a zombie and kill people, but you have an afterlife. So accept the fact that we all are going to die. I know that sounds depressing, but the fact is, yes, we're all going to die eventually. But accept that kind of life change and just reblossom. Because who knows, you know, like when you pass away or when you die, you don't know where you're going to go or what you're going to be rebirthed into. But as of right now, transformation into the best version of yourself after like something traumatic happening or like a break, like I keep mentioning a breakup. I'm not breaking up with anyone. Trust me. Like if you got, you know, fired or if you got let go from your job, I hope that doesn't happen. So something kind of just like falls out of your life, transform from it, move from it, grow from it, and just propel forward, right? Okay, so it says the tequila definition. I think this is the part where it's like trying to be funny. It says, how long have you been a vodka person? I get it. It's been your go-to drink for as long as you can remember, but here comes your crazy eccentric friend pushing tequila all up in your grill. It's not a big deal, right? Trying a new drink. What could go wrong? Are you worried it'll be transformative? You'll become out of this changed human being? Will you be able to say goodbye to the old you and embrace this new beginning of sorts? I'm not saying you will have this to start talking in the southern drawl and riding horses. I'm just telling you to embrace the inevitable and enjoy tequila. That wasn't a product placement. I don't know what is. But yeah, so obviously the tequila definition is going back, reverting to the definition I just mentioned. Rebirth and change. Try a new version of yourself. If you don't like it, we can try another version of yourself. Keep going, you know? You can always reinvent yourself. No matter how many times you feel like you've fallen off the horse, get back on and just try a new version of yourself. It's kind of like trying on makeup, you know? You find a shade that matches your style. If you don't like it, wipe it off and try it again. There's always different chapters of your life. There's different facets of your life. There's different faces that you have in your life. Whatever it is, just propel forward and don't look back, okay? So I think that was super fun, informative. I definitely dig the fact that I got death as my first choice for today. But yeah, so that was really, really fun. I really liked this episode. If you guys want to hear more about me talking about tarot cards, or maybe I should do like a tarot series where I just talk about different major arcanas or minor arcana, you let me know what you guys think, because I would always love to hear what you guys have to say. I'm very appreciative of everyone that listens. So again, thanks for listening to this episode, and I'll see you guys in the next one. Thanks, guys.